From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We're going to visit this first segment with Ethel Maharg. We'll get to details with her in a moment. I do want to let you know, Ethel's going to be talking about an event that's coming up this Saturday morning that you can be a part of. And it's, Ethel, if you've listened to us before, you know she represents the local Love Life organization. I do want to remind you that the Sea Life 24 event, it's a free online event, is happening this Saturday night at 6 o'clock. It's put on by Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, and it's really designed to activate communities to support local pregnancy centers and organizations like Love Life. At the Sea Life 24 event this Saturday, Saturday night, you're going to experience engaging talks, heartfelt messages, and inspiring speakers. The event reminds us to value every life and be like Jesus by coming alongside pregnancy centers right here in New Mexico. The speakers will include Benjamin Watson, a former NFL player with the New England Patriots and founder of Watson 7. He and his wife will be speaking, as will Amy Ford, the president of Embrace Grace. You'll hear music from Danny Gokey, a Grammy-nominated artist, will be performing on this online event. You'll also hear from Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, and John Stone Street, president of the Colson Center. And the details, we've made it easy for you. Just go to klyt.fm and click on the Sea Life banner there, and you'll get all the information about the Saturday night online free event supporting life. And that's what we're doing with this life ride that Ethel came in studio to talk about. It's a full day, Ethel, of of choosing abundant life.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And for those not familiar with Love Life, Ethel, fill them in.
Okay. Well, our mission, I just go there usually, and that's to unite and mobilize the church. That's what our mission is. It's to the church.
Yeah.
It's to unite and mobilize the church to create a culture of love and life that will result in an end to abortion and the orphan crisis. And that's what we're doing. You know, when the church engages, then lives are saved, because people need to know that the church is there, that we are there, that the church is there, and that they have the hope of the gospel.
Yeah. Well, and on the Love Life .org, or is it Love Life ABQ?
ABQ is our Facebook, but so lovelife.org is the national site, but it does have a place where you can, it'll show you Albuquerque.
Okay, now what I wanted to draw our attention to before we get to the bike ride information for this weekend was, in general, what you regularly do is recruit churches I'll let you walk through how they get educated, and they pray, and they go on the walk.
Right. What we do is we ask pastors if they will take their church, basically, if they will adopt a week. And that means that we'll come here and we'll share with the church what is going to happen during the week. We ask them to pray on Wednesdays and then come and pray with us. And we ask the pastor to take them to lead their flock on that walk on the following Saturday. So, it's really nice. All we do is we pray. We worship God in the park. Then the pastor gives a little sermonette, and then we all take off and we go for a walk. We don't engage. We don't protest. We don't yell at anybody. Contrary to popular,
you love.
We love the people.
Right. That's loving life. Part of loving life.
Right.
Those that you encounter and sharing the gospel through the love that you share with them.
Right.
But that's the regular work that's done.
Every Saturday.
And if you go to lovelife.org, just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see where it says your church can adopt a week with Love Life. And the four steps are here. That's the education part. Pray on that Wednesday.
Right.
Go Saturday for the walk, and then connect on Saturday with those opportunities as they present themselves.
Right. They can connect to be a mentor in their own church. They could be a post-abortion leader, which for those that have had abortions, we're there to help them be restored. We also have just the mentors in the church that they can disciple the people that are there. And actually, the House of Refuge would be another big part.
Yeah.
And that is that the church makes a statement and says, we're a House of Refuge. Come here. Yeah. Don't go over there. You know, that they're here to support the moms and dads.
Right. Because during their pregnancy. The truth is, there's people who choose to have abortions. Whether they're churched or not, but a lot that, you know, the church is responsible for how many unexpected pregnancies a good portion. It happens.
Right.
It happens with our brothers and sisters.
Right.
And some of those brothers and sisters are making that decision to end life because of what they expect, the body of Christ to respond to what, you know, the state that they're in. The House of Refuge is what that's all about.
It provides a safe place in the church, in your own church.
Yeah. And actually, part of what I think Amy Ford talks about with Embrace Grace, that's a big part of the message there, too. So I'd love to see the synergy between all these organizations. So if that interests you in your church, go to lovelife.org. Scroll down. You'll see the place where it says Become a Partnering Pastor. Click there. Whether you're a pastor or not. If you're a pastor, please do.
Yes.
If you're not, click there and get the URL and maybe share it with the leadership at your church. We hope to see changes here in our community. Okay, now, with the limited amount of time we have, I want to make sure we well cover this bike ride that's happening this Saturday. Have you been warming up, Ethel?
I exercise every morning.
Good.
Not on my bike, but I'm not sure my bike's going to make it. But we decided that I need to be at the table where we're receiving people. So, yeah, I'll be there, but I won't be on my bike.
So what's happening this Saturday? I have the information, but I'm going to throw it to you.
So if everybody will go to, I have a ring down here, to Balloon Fiesta Park. It's the Balloon Museum at 9201 Balloon Museum Drive. And get there, you know, between 8 and 9, we're going to be registering. So come early, register, and then we'll have a little gathering before, and then at 9, you know, we're going to pray, and then everybody takes off on their ride. And actually, we're saying if you don't have a bike and you want to walk, there you can walk alongside as well. So, because there's people who say, I don't have a bike. Well, you can come and walk.
Yeah.
We're used to walking anyway. So they can, they can ride, and, you know, families can come. It's a family-friendly event, mom, dad, kiddos, and it really doesn't matter, and you can have any fitness level. If you can't ride, you can't walk, but you want to come, please come.
Yeah.
Come and be with us. We have people that even on our walks, they come to the park and they pray.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always something, and it's just about, you know, building community and, again, uniting the church.
Now, I know nationally they were encouraging people to make a 5-person team.
Yes.
If you didn't do that, show up anyway.
Right, right.
Okay, and be a part of the ride. The idea was to get a 5-person team that could go out and get friends to sponsor them either, you know, for so many dollars per mile or a one-time donation, and the goal to raise $1,000 per team.
Mm-hmm.
But locally, you've got a pretty realistic goal to hit $20,000 to raise that. Registration is available, as Ethel mentioned. Show up at 8 a.m. at the Bloom Museum. And like you said, it's just north of Alameda. It's easy to get to. For those teams that are registering, if you haven't done that yet, go to liferideusa.com. It also has information about, you know, why they're doing what they're doing. It's a great URL you can share with others to participate. But more importantly, look at Love Life ABQ on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Remind friends to be a part of that. We're pretty much out of time, Ethel, but anything else you want to say?
I just want to say that nationwide, because of the efforts of Love Life, we saved almost 6,000 babies.
Wow.
And it's praying. And then about 800 people have come to Christ. So it's so important. We are, you know, we love life.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about. So, you know, come and join us, because we need to continue to love life in it, from conception to natural death.
So. Well, Ethel, as always, thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you.
We've known you a long time, and this isn't your first rodeo in jumping in to help the community. We appreciate all you do.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, stick around. There's more to come on ABQ Connect.